It's Thursday, June 27th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials have tortured members of the Early Rain Covenant Church in Chengdu after arresting and detaining them since December 2018 after the government shut down the church. While many have been released, Pastor Wang Yi and a seminary student of the church remain detained, reports International Christian Concern. Police are now using information they gained from torturing the Christians to charge Yi with, quote, inciting subversion of state power, end quote. Please pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ in China. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The U.S. imposed a fresh round of sanctions on Iran last week, including a cyberstrike against Iranian computer systems used to control missile launches. This comes after Iran shot down a U.S. surveillance drone last Thursday. President Donald Trump approved the cyberstrike after calling off a missile strike that would have killed 150 people. The sanctions come against the Islamic regime, which is also notorious for its persecution of Christians in the country. However, the church there is one of the fastest-growing ones in the world, with millions of Muslims turning to Christ. One Iranian church worker told CBN News, there's another spiritual revolution underway after Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, saying, quote, more people have come to faith in Christ in Iran in the past 40 years than in the previous 1,400 years, end quote. Over 100,000 people marched in Guayaquil, Ecuador on Saturday in support of life, marriage, and religious freedom. Demonstrators called for the nullification of a ruling by the Constitutional Court of Ecuador that opens the door to redefining marriage. Organizers also spoke out against attempts to legalize the murder of unborn babies in the country. The Japanese government is pouring resources into children's care, housing, health, and education to encourage families to have more children, as the country's birth rate fell to a record low of 1.43 last year. Japan's National Institute of Population and Social Security Research projects the country's population could fall from 127 million people at the present to 100 million by 2049. Last night in Miami, Florida, NBC hosted the first of two Democratic presidential candidate debates. The first 10 candidates debated last night. The second 10 will debate tonight on NBC. Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show started out with a question for Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
We'll start this evening with Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator, good evening to you.
Thank you.
You have many plans, free college, free childcare, government health care, cancellation of student debt, new taxes, new regulations, the breakup of major corporations. Mm-hmm. But this comes at a time when 71% of Americans say the economy is doing well, including 60% of Democrats. What do you say to those who worry this kind of significant change could be risky to the economy?
I think of it this way. Who is this economy really working for? It's doing great for a thinner and thinner slice at the top. It's doing great for giant drug companies. It's just not doing great for people who are trying to get a prescription filled. It's doing great for people who want to invest in private prisons, just not for the African Americans and Latinx whose families are torn apart, whose lives are destroyed, and whose communities are ruined. It's doing great for giant oil companies that want to drill everywhere, just not for the rest of us who are watching climate change bear down upon us. When you've got a government, when you've got an economy that does great for those with money and isn't doing great for everyone else, that is corruption, pure and simple. We need to call it out. We need to attack it head on. And we need to make structural change in our government, in our economy, and in our country.
Welcome to the world of class envy, courtesy of the Democrats. Learn more about the highlights of the debate from Politico.com and a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Democratic Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo signed the Reproductive Privacy Act into law on Wednesday, joining other states with a radical abortion law that legalizes the murder of unborn babies up to birth in certain cases. The bill also allows partial birth abortions and dismemberment abortions. The Roman Catholic governor said it was, quote, the right thing to do, end quote. But God said in Isaiah 1, verse 15, when you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Let Governor Raimondo know what you think in a special link in our transcript today. Under threat of tariffs by President Trump, Mexico deployed almost 15,000 soldiers and National Guard to its northern border to stop the flow of migrants from other countries trying to reach the U.S. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a $4.5 billion emergency border aid bill on Tuesday as reports surfaced of poor and overcrowded conditions at U.S. Customs and Border Protection facilities. The California State Assembly passed a resolution on Monday calling on churches, counselors, pastors, and religious workers to support sexual perversions like homosexuality and transgenderism. Democratic Assemblyman Evan Lowe, a self-professed homosexual, introduced the resolution this month after withdrawing his notorious bill last year that would have made it illegal to perform sexual orientation change efforts. Christian leaders quickly denounced the resolution as a violation of religious liberty in a signed letter. Peter said in Acts 5:29, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Millennials appear to be growing more conservative on the issues of family and sexuality, according to a survey by the Harris Poll. The poll surveyed the attitudes of, quote, non-LGBTQ, end quote, Americans toward those living in sexually perverted lifestyles. The study found the number of 18 to 34-year-old respondents who were very or somewhat supportive of the sexually deviant has fallen from 63% to 45% since 2016. Millennials also have become increasingly uncomfortable with personal situations with homosexuals and transgenders since 2016 at levels that even surpass the general population. Keith and Karen Bakos wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. They said, quote, "Our family has listened to your podcast every day since your very first episode several years ago and continue to let others know what an informative, spiritually rich program you offer. You're not afraid to say what needs to be said, and you wrap it so well in God's Word. We are told to look at the world with a newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. Thanks for starting our day off with the right news. Your daily reports of what's happening to Christians here and around the world continues to keep my prayer list full. Please continue to stay strong in your calling, for you are making a real difference." End quote. Thanks, Keith and Karen. Wow! You two have been with us since the beginning, back in February 2015. That's been 4 years of broadcasts, and I've only missed one when my newborn son, Valor, had to go to the emergency room for a spinal tap. Thankfully, he was okay and is the sweetest four-year-old today. As you know, our goal by this Friday, June 28th, that's tomorrow, is to raise $50,000 to get out of the red in terms of the expenses of producing The Worldview in 5 minutes. Our thanks to Mandy in Riverview, Florida, and Timmy in Crawfordville, Georgia, both of whom gave $20. Lauren in Crawfordville, Georgia, gave $30. And Amy in Tipton, Iowa, Alita in Helena, Montana, Jonathan in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and a donor in California, each of whom gave $50. We're also grateful to God for Susan in Milledgeville, Georgia, Chris in Cutler, Indiana, Charles in Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada, and Rhiannon and Claire in Rosebery, Tasmania, Australia, each of whom gave $100. We appreciate the generosity of Nancy in Taunton, Massachusetts, who pledged $10 monthly for a year for a total gift of $120, Natalie in Ortonville, Minnesota for her $300 gift, and Laura in DeLand, Florida, Reese in Blackstone, Virginia, and Derek in Lincoln, Nebraska, each of whom pledged $25 monthly for a year for a total gift of $300 each. And finally, we were humbled by the gifts from Aria in Mills River, North Carolina, who pledged $50 monthly for a year for a total gift of $600, Jennifer in New Alexandria, Pennsylvania, who gave $1,000, and Jeffrey in Temecula, California, who gave $2,500. Those 19 new donors who have given financially in the last 24 hours brought us to a record high this month of $6,090. It's incredible to see what God is doing in His people. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. $37,234. We're just $12,766 short of our goal. In order to hit our $50,000 goal by tomorrow, Friday, June 28th, I need to find 10 Worldview listeners who will generously pledge $50 per month for a year, just like Aria did in Mills River, North Carolina, for a total gift of $600, and another 20 Worldview listeners who will give $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300. There are only 2 days left. I can see the finish line from here. Make a donation online today of any size. Help us get there. If everyone does something, we'll blow this goal out of the water. Please go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial help. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.